Welcome back. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Pesachim. Says the Mishnah, Shchato Shelo Liochla. If he shechted the Korban Pesach with the intention that it be for those who are not able to eat it, meaning for people who are too sick or who are too weak to actually be able to eat the Korban, V'shelo Liminuyev, or for those who have not registered for it, or la'areilim v'letameim, or for people who are not circumcised, or for people who are tamei, who can't eat the Korban Pesach, puzzle, the Korban Pesach is going to be unkosher, invalid. But if he shechted it for those who are able to eat it, and for those who are not able to eat it, meaning, let's say you have a group of healthy and sick people, or l'minuyev, l'minuyev, for those people who are registered for it, and people who are not registered for it, for people who are circumcised and for people who are uncircumcised, let's name the term for people who are tamei and people who are tahor, kosher, it's kosher, it's going to be considered valid as long as it is shechted for those people who are registered and able to eat it. It's kosher even if it is slaughtered for the people who are disqualified as well. Says the Mishnah further, that shchato kodim chatzos pasul. If you shech the korban pesach before noon, so it's not going to be considered kosher. Mishum shenemar bein harbayim, because it says that it has to be done in the afternoon. Shchato kodim latamid kasher. But if he shechted it in the afternoon, but before the korban tamid in the afternoon, so it's still going to be considered kosher. Bilvad sheyehe echad memaris bedamos ad sheyizarik dam hatamid. As long as someone should continue to stir the blood of the korban pesach until the blood of the tamid is thrown on the mizbeach, and only then will you throw the blood of the pesach onto the mizbeach. The nizrak kasher. But if the blood of the pesach was thrown on the mizbeach before that of the tamid, the pesach is nonetheless going to be considered kosher. That is Mishnah Gimel. Now says Mishnah Dalid. Excuse me. Hashochet as a pesach al hachametz over below tase. If you shech the korban pesach, will you still have chametz in your possession? Or if it's in the possession of anyone in the group that's bringing the pesach, so you violate a prohibition of lo tishchat al dam zivchi, that you shouldn't slaughter the korban pesach while you have chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says af hatamid, one who violates this prohibition of slaughtering the korban tamid of erev pesach al pesachin chametz, you'll also have that prohibition as well. Says the Mishnah further that Rabbi Shimon says a pesach be'arbas or the shemim chayav, the person shechts the korban pesach on the 14th of Nisan for its own sake while only chametz, so he's chayav, he will be liable for transgressing this prohibition. But if he slaughters it not for its own sake, then he's going to be considered not liable, because since he's shechting korban pesach for the sake of a different type of offering, he makes the Pesach invalid. So Rabbi Shimon doesn't consider this to be legally, halachically, a proper act of shechita. So the person who does this doesn't violate the prohibition to shech the Pesach while owning chametz. But Rabbi Shimon now moves further. Ushar kol azvacha mein lishman uvein shelo lishman pater. In regard to all the other offerings that a person shechts on the afternoon of the Erev Pesach while owning chametz, whether he shechts them for their own sake or not for their own sake, he's going to be patur, it will be exempt, because on Erev Pesach, the prohibition to shecht while having chametz is once in one's possession only applies to the Pesach offering itself. And says the Mishnah further, uvamoi lishmo patur, and during the Chag of Pesach, if a person with chametz in his possession shechts a pesach for its own sake, he is going to be exempt from this prohibition because it's not a kosher offering anymore. But if he shechts it during the festival, not for its own sake, but for the sake of a shlamim, then he'll be chayav, because in that case, he is offering a valid shlamim. Ushar kol azvacha mein lishman bein shelo lishman chayav. And for all other korbanos that a person shechts on Pesach while possessing chametz, whether he shechts them for their own sake or not for their own sake, he'll be chayav for transgressing this prohibition, because all other offerings are kosher even if they are done not for their own sake, chutz min achatas sheshachat shelo lishma, except for a chatas korban that was shechted not for its own sake, which is not kosher, so therefore one is not chayav, is liable for slaughtering a chatas in such a manner during Pesach while possessing chametz. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.